to the political cesspool known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
The Political Cesspool Radio Program. I am, as always, your host, James Edwards, joined in studio tonight by none other than my good friend and compatriot, Bill Rowland. Bill, how are you tonight?
James, I've got my big church hat on. I'm waiting around in my dear waiters, and I'm ready for the show.
Well, Bill, I'll tell you what. Speaking of the show, it is going to be explosive. We are going to be wandering through the cesspool tonight with blowtorch in hand. I've got the blowtorch and you've got the dynamite. Now, what kind of show do you think that's going to be?
Explosive. Pyrotechnic.
We've got Ed Steele coming on during the third hour, and he's just like, you know, adding a gallon of nitroglycerin to the mix. So it's going to be a very fiery show tonight, and it should be, because America has, well, if you look at it one way, either way you look at it, it's bad. Either we've descended into black rule, or the Jewish Zionist stranglehold on the American presidency continued with the Obama inauguration. And we're going to be looking at that inauguration in every which way you can tonight. During the first hour, Bill and I are going to be taking your calls, and we're going to be talking about the festivities that surrounded the inauguration itself. Then in tonight's second hour, we're going to be having on yet another good friend of ours, Peter Gemma, columnist for USA Today. He's going to be on to talk about, well, basically what the Zionists are up to lately. And then in the third hour, the aforementioned Edgar J. Steele Esquire, seriously and quite literally one of the most volatile guests we've ever had. And Ed's really looking at, forward to the program tonight, Bill. He promised he was going to come unglued tonight. So when you got Ed still making those kind of promises, you know you just better hold on tight.
He reminds me of the wrestler that we have here in Memphis named Jackie Fargo, who would come out into the ring tearing his clothes off as he went, you know, just pulling off, you know, down finally to his bare-chested, indomitable, mighty physique. And, you know, he would pounce on top of his opponent and just beat the tar out of him. And that's what we get from Ed Steele.
Well, every time we have Ed on, he draws a big crowd, and he should, because he is truly a great guest. And not only does he bring that kind of fire, but everything he says is absolutely true. He just says it in such a way that it really resonates with the people. He has a great delivery. And we're going to be talking with Ed about the likely ramifications of the Obama presidency and what the future holds for America and how we can survive that future. And it ain't going to be pretty, but we're going to talk about it with Ed. Again, Peter Gemma on to talk about Israeli chicanery. First hour, me and Bill are going to try to make sense of all the madness. As I said, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a roller coaster ride tonight. It always is. But I really have a feeling that tonight's show is going to be something special, something you're going to remember for a long time. And I'm happy to have Bill in with me tonight. Winston Smith having the night off. We always spend this opening segment here setting the table for the program to come. We hope you're going to enjoy it just as much as we enjoy bringing it to you. And Bill, anything you got to say before that first break? Because we got to get down to business. We're going to be in the trenches tonight. This is trench warfare tonight.
Well, they're of course going to. Our listeners are going to miss the in-studio fashion show featuring the hats by Aretha Franklin.
Well, we might, you know, we got.
I'm wearing one now, and the Christmas lights are turned on.
Read more about that at thepoliticalcesspool.org. If you're lucky, we'll even talk to you about it. We'll talk to you more in just a second. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Are you ready for the coming winter? Are you really ready for the diseases that have been cooked up for this year? Flu viruses, staph, even MRSA, or strep. Remember, flu vaccines are made from past year's viruses, not what's current and coming at you. Go to buyyoungliving essential oils.com, where you will find the top standardized therapeutic quality essential oils on the planet. Order and try out the Body and Environment Safe Thieves product line. The antimicrobial essential oil blend, household cleaner, foaming hand soap, spray, throat lozenges, and many more. Use pure therapeutic grade essential oils because they are safe and many are extremely effective at killing any bacteria, virus, or fungus, and they never become resistant to these oils. At buyyounglivingessentialoils.com, you'll find out what it's really like to get your health back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. It is Saturday night, January 24th. Peter Gemma and Edgar Steele will be our guests during the second and third hours, respectively. Last week, we had a good show, too. John Derbyshire and Steve Saylor were our guests, but we didn't get a chance last week to take a lot of calls. And this week, we're going to make up for lost time. We want to take calls for all of our guests tonight. And if you want to call in during this first hour, we'd love to hear from you as well. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. And as we made mention of in the first segment, we're going to be spending this first hour talking about the different facets and festivities surrounding the Obama inauguration. And the first thing I want to talk about along those lines, Bill, is just the outrageously biased media coverage. Now, to say that the media was biased in favor of Obama would be a no-brainer. It would be elementary. Everyone knows that, and everybody could have anticipated that. But let me just give you a couple of examples of how bad it was. First of all, I'm going to talk about an NBC News panel. They got so emotional that they began crying during the inauguration. It was NBC News anchors and reporters. They were willing to share their personal feelings on air about the moment. And that was a bit remarkable for purported objective journalists. During NBC News' live coverage on Tuesday of the Obama inauguration, Meredith Vieira observed, quote, "I think the hardest thing is not getting emotional because it's such an emotional morning. You just want to, you want to laugh. You want to cry." She said she was blissful. And then NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams admitted, Bill, repeatedly, I might add, to the panel, which included Tom Brokaw and Lester Holt. Lester Holt broke down. And here's a quote. "Lester and I were remarking that no drama Obama kept it together while none of the rest of us did. Andrea Mitchell, also of NBC News, said that, what does she say here? And while most people saw a sea of American flags, Mitchell saw something more meaningful for Obama. And I quote, the flickering of cell phone cameras on the mall seemed like the stars were shining back at him. Bill, your thoughts?
Well, I would say that that was media hype and grandstanding. But to tell you the truth, I happened to be out on Inauguration Day. I felt like I had to get out of the house and away from the television. But everywhere I went, people were gathered around televisions watching the inauguration, mesmerized, transfixed, and in a trance. So there is some sort of sorcery going on here for such a mundane event as an inauguration to draw such enormous crowds. And actually people standing around the television sets as if this was the moon landing or an assassination or some huge news event. It's just an inauguration. But the hype has been so great over, you know, the Messiah apparently becoming president of the United States that who would want to miss that?
Well, and you know,
ironically,
Bill,
I was trapped in a barber chair in a barbershop that had TVs, you know, all over the establishment, and I was actually forced to sit and watch part of the inauguration. I felt like I'd literally been held hostage.
Well, you were kind of like school children, apparently, Bill. I watched the whole thing only because I knew we were going to have to talk about it tonight, so I might as well watch it. And I kind of like to get my blood boiling in the morning, and nothing better was on TV. But, you know, I have heard we received several emails this week from concerned parents across the country saying that every school that they know of, including the schools that their children are attended in, and I've heard this even from local parents, Bill, the children were all forced to watch it just as you were at the barbershop. And they also commented that the inauguration was not a mandatory thing last year when Bush was reelected. But I watched the thing on Fox News. And Fox News, as we all know, is just as bad, just as controlled by the Jews as any of the other mainstream television networks. But I watched it on Fox News, and I tell you, Bill, I think that there was some sort of a contest that Rupert Murdoch was holding there. Each of the people that were on the coverage that I was able to watch, Major Garrett, Britt Hume, Juan Williams, the other people that they have there, Jim Engel, it was as though they were competing with one another to see who could praise Obama and Michael King the most. Juan Williams started fake crying. Britt Hume and others were remarking repeatedly about how far we've come since the days of Dr. King. And my question is this, Bill. If race doesn't exist, as they all say it doesn't, if we are all truly just interchangeable parts, then what is so significant about an African-American, quote-unquote, being elected? Aren't we just all the same? You know, what's the significance of a black man being elected if there is no such thing as race? I guess they just kind of drown in their own hypocrisy sometimes, but nevertheless, Fox News was just as sickening as everyone else.
The history of this country up until this point has been meaningless. This is the message the media is sending you, that the entire reason for the existence of this country, the purpose of this country, was to elect Barack Obama. And the origin of this madness and of this negation of white European American history, the founding fathers were even slandered and smeared by, I think it was the Associated Press.
Yeah, let me read that real quick, if you don't mind me interrupting, and then I'll let you have it. This was probably the most sickening. When I read this, I literally could feel the hairs on my neck standing on end. That is how mad it made me. And hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a pulse, it's going to make you just as angry. This comes from the Associated Press article that Bill just referred to. And I quote, Barack Hussein Obama claimed his place in history as America's first black president Tuesday, summoning a dispirited and divided nation to unite in hope against the gathering clouds and raging storms of unfinished war and grave economic woe. A jubilant crowd of more than a million waited for hours in the frigid temperatures to witness the moment as a young black man with a foreign-sounding name took command of a nation founded by slaveholders. That is the first opening paragraph in a major story sent out by the AP Wire. Bill, I tell you what, by God, this nation and my ancestors were a lot more than slaveholders, and how dare our people sit back and allow this kind of harassment and slander to continue?
The entire history of this country has been made irrelevant, and this is a fact that, as we can plainly see in the media, no other event has had the significance of this election. And in a sense, the media is right, because the people of this country, and meaning the European American majority, have been prepared and conditioned for this moment for the last 50 years. And actually, the wheels were set in motion 140 years ago, almost 150 years ago now, with the American Civil War. This process has been going on for a very, very long time. And the process is the displacement and dispossession of the European American majority, and to the forcing this majority under the rule of essentially a stranger to our beliefs, a stranger to our traditions, a stranger to our thought processes. And the point is well proven by the simple example of Aretha Franklin's hat. And I know this sounds trivial and frivolous, but when Aretha Franklin got up to sing, the first thing people noticed was what a hat most, I think, observers thought was ridiculous and clownish and comical, but it emphasizes the chasm that exists between the perceptions and the tastes and the impulses of white Americans versus the same impulses and tastes and I guess thought patterns of blacks. And, you know, this suddenly was shocking to people who had never seen a hat like that. Of course, we're from the South. We see them every Sunday. But nevertheless, it emphasizes the fact that these are not the same people that we are. And so, you know, the idea that this is some sort of great moment for us collectively as Americans is going to prove wrong, I think, pretty quickly. Obama is already alienating the press, already alienating the media, because he is restricted access of the media to the White House. He is already alienating some of his white supporters because he authorized a missile attack in Pakistan that killed a number of people. So he is not winding the war down. He is continuing the war and maybe escalating it. So buyer remorse is going to come pretty quickly among white voters, at least the white voters who went for Obama and are currently under his spell.
Well, I guess if there's one silver lining to all of this, all of these deluded whites out there, the hundreds of thousands of whom were cheering at their own demise on Tuesday, and for all the overzealous and fanatical, childish African-Americans that voted for Barack Obama, I guess the only silver lining that we could hold is that the president of the United States isn't a black man. The president of the United States is a Jew. Rahm Emanuel is going to be the real president here, just as though, as it was during the Bush administration for 8 years. Bush was not the president. He's just a pawn and a puppet, just like Obama is. And so I guess that gives me some satisfaction in knowing Bill, but it doesn't necessarily make the situation any better. But another little thing that I read was moments after Obama took his oath of office, the White House, the official webpage for the White House was changed, and it read Operation Civil Rights. And it's probably there right now. I haven't looked at it since Tuesday, but it read that one of the first big pushes for the Obama administration would be to legalize gay marriage in all 50 states and do away with any of these millennia-old, passe laws that say marriage should only be between one man and one woman. You know, I also heard on Fox News, of all places, not that it should surprise me or you, and it doesn't, but they said, now finally we can get past all of this so-called culture war nonsense, and we'll pick it up with that right after this. Stay tuned, everybody.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Oh. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Go to drinkjujube.com. That's drinkjujube.com. And find out what two dangers you really do face today and how drinking the juice of the jujube fruit protects you against both. The jujube fruit has been used in Chinese medicine for almost 4,000 years. At drinkjujube.com, find out why thousands of people, including football star John Elway, featured there in a CBS TV interview, are drinking every day the energizing juice of the powerful, concentrated, free radical-fighting nutritional drink of jujube, plus seven other highly acclaimed fruits and berries, 12 essential vitamins, and 68 minerals, all in highly absorbable, bio-ready, convenient one-ounce servings. In today's fast-paced, stressful, toxin-filled environments, you need the extra edge to stay that cut above. DrinkJujube.com.
And now let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the Political Cesspool Guys.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Bill, that last commercial break kind of snuck up on me because we were having so much fun here. But what I was saying was, and we got to get to some callers. We have got a ton of callers waiting to get on the program tonight, and we're excited about that. So just sit tight, everybody. We're about to open up the floodgates and let you get on here and chime in with us. But what I was saying, Bill, was Fox News trumpeted that, you know, it was so great that Obama's been elected because now all of this phony culture war nonsense can finally be put to rest. And I said that in the context of, if you visit the official White House homepage tonight, you'll read that Obama's first big initiative is to make sure that all 50 states legalize and recognize gay marriage. So, you know, who does Fox News think they're kidding here? Or maybe they're right, Bill. Maybe they're right, and I just got it wrong. Maybe the culture war is over, you know, because white Christians surely aren't standing up the way that they should. We're like Custer's army, and Obama is the Indians. You know, other than programs like ours and a couple of other organizations, nobody's on the front lines anymore. And that is something that has got to change, and it has got to change, and I mean last year, 10 years ago. Where the hell is everybody?
Well, Custer's army was armed and ready to fight. That's the difference.
I guess they had a leg up.
You know, the majority of white mainstream Christian denominations are more than ready to lay down before the altar of the false gods of Babylon.
And we're going to talk about one of those false prophets being Rick Warren. We're going to talk about him in a second, but continue on, Bill.
But no, there is no culture war because we're not going to be allowed to have a culture. there is simply a denial of culture, even among white people. White people have done everything they can to alienate themselves and to disavow their own heritage and culture. What war? You can only have a war when you have two sides willing to fight. Well, in this case, you have the non-white groups in this country ready to fight, ready to take sides, ready to stand up for their heritage and culture, so-called, and you have white people throwing their own children into the belly of the false idols. And, you know, this is what happens when you send your kids to public school or private school. They're taught to worship and venerate Martin Luther King and all the other civil rights leaders, and to think that it's a heroic act to get arrested for sitting on a bus. You know, this is a heroic action. Whereas the real heroes of this country, the real founders of this country, the people who built this country up from a wilderness, are to be forgotten, or to be eliminated, or to be eradicated, because they've done their job. They have made it possible for a black man to become the most powerful leader in the world. And so their purpose is ended. There's no need to know any more about them. They have accomplished their historical end.
Not just any black man at that, but an outspoken Marxist at that. And I tell you, Bill, though, for what it's worth, you know, I know people like me and you and a lot of our listeners are going to fight until God himself calls us home. I'm going to be like those Japanese folks that you always read about after the war was over. They didn't know the war was over, so they just kept on fighting in their isolated enclaves. But anyway, got a lot of callers here, Bill. Let's try to work a couple of them in. And I want to thank again everyone for waiting so patiently. Let's go to Mike in Ohio. Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, James, how are you doing? This is Mike again from Ohio.
I'll tell you what, we're not doing good, but we're hanging in there.
So this relates to something a few weeks back, actually, when you had Thomas Zaz on when he talked about the mental illness thing.
Right.
I will have to disagree with him in one aspect. I remember he was saying that, for example, depression is just a feeling. For example, not feeling happy with your wife or spouse or not liking the food that you just ate or whatever. I will have to disagree with him in some aspects because I've experienced this personally. When it comes to mental illness, quote unquote, such as anxiety or obsessive compulsiveness, sometimes there are very tangible physical symptoms. For example, your heart does sometimes just beat faster for no reason. Afterwards, you don't know why you were worried or so disturbed. And this sort of stuff, believe me, it can affect a person's personal life as well as work. I mean, let's say a person just loses. Let's just say he loses 1 hour a day for such things. That 1 hour could be spent with family, could be spent extra time at work. And in today's volatile world, that 1 hour might be far more devastating for him to lose than just any old cold. What's your opinions on this?
Well, I think that medicine has come a long way since the nostrums and the false treatments of Freud and some of the other mostly Jewish psychiatrists of the early 20th century. And certainly we have found out that there is a chemical imbalance in many of these cases that can be treated successfully, and you know, certain psychotropic drugs and other treatments that are definitely part of a physical problem, as opposed to the idea that Freud had that you can lay on a couch and do away with all your neuroses and worries and fears by chatting it up with an overpaid, you know, pseudoscientist. So, you know, I am glad to see that the old notions that were brought about by, you know, psychoanalysts or psychoanalysis are disappearing and are being replaced with real science.
And that was a very good show we had two weeks ago. We got to go to break here, guys. Thanks for the call, Mike. John, Mark, Dave, Bob, all on deck when we come back as we refocus the conversation on Barack Obama's inauguration. Sit tight, everybody. We'll be back with more right after this.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get funniest looks.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. James Edwards here alongside Bill Rowland tonight. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep the phone lines open all night tonight. The entire 3 hours, the phone lines will be open, and we're going to give you exclusive access to our guests, Peter Jim and Edgar Steele, who are forthcoming. The number again, 1-800-313-9443. We want to hear from you, and the topic right now are some of the events that surrounded the Obama inauguration on Tuesday. What were the low points, in your opinion? Call us up and tell us about it. What did you think was the most disgusting about the inauguration? And if there's something you liked, well, I don't know what it could be, but call us up and tell us that too. I'll tell you my low point, Bill. Well, there were two of them. One of which was Rick Warren's invocation. You know, this is a guy who caught all sorts of hell for saying that his church opposed homosexual marriage. I mean, God forbid a Christian church actually adhere to Christian scripture and be opposed to sodomy. But he caught flack from it from the press, and he removed the offending language from his website. And he didn't win himself any friends either, because his invocation still got panned by the critics. But what was so disgusting about that was not that he mentioned Jesus' name in every language but English, but that he said that he knows that Dr. King and a great cloud of witnesses are shouting from heaven today as they watch Obama take his oath of office. Bill, your thoughts on the Rick Warren prayer?
Well, the Rick Warren prayer was a very cleverly devised little speech. that was all inclusive and included Hinduism, Islam, and of course Judaism
and Spanish
and in Spanish some of it. But actually it was just it was another prayer to the gods of Babel, and we need to refer to this country now as the United Empire of Babel, because Rick Warren is proof that this is how far even the Christian faith has sunk. But of course he mentioned Jesus in three or four different languages as Jesu and Yeshua, and what was the other one? I can't remember all the different names of Jesus he used, but he never referred to him as Christ. And Jesus is just a name without Christ attached to it. So he never in his prayer referred to Jesus as a deity, as the deity, as a savior. It was just the man who brought him where he is today. In other words, it could have been some self-help guru or some friend of his, but not his master and savior. So that was a very cleverly devised and very cleverly concocted little prayer, which was, of course, designed not to offend. It was not a prayer to his God, to the God. It was a prayer to the multicultural gods of Babylon.
Well, and as bad as it was, it was trumped by the benediction, which was delivered by the so-called Reverend Joseph Lowry. And I will read to you now the closing of his benediction. And I quote, "Lord, in memory of all the saints who from their labors rest and in the joy of a new beginning, we ask you to help us work for that day when black will not be asked to get in the back, when brown can stick around, when yellow will be mellow, when the red man can get ahead, man, and when white will embrace what's right." Now, if you've ever wanted to see a grown man throw something across the room, you should have been in my den when that was read. What more can whites do except to literally fall on their swords and offer their physical lives to the multicultural disaster? And how are blacks being asked to sit in the back? It was as though his prayer was from some sort of a, Jim Crow era gathering. But, Bill, how obnoxious and how offensive was that to you?
Joseph Lowry is an old-time relic from the Civil Rights Movement. He's one of the last civil rights leaders left. In fact, he took over, I think, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference after Ralph Abernathy, and has been with them for years. But he was an early proponent of the Pan-African movement and of the partitioning of the United States and the creation of a new Republic of Africa in the American South. He's been a proponent of this all of his life. And in Mississippi, he was known to be a troublemaker. He agitated against the state flag in Mississippi when he was down there, and he failed at that task. But now he's up giving the benediction for the first black president of the United States. And I think his prayer stated very clearly his priorities, and that is that whites are at the bottom of his list as far as the races of this country go. We were at the bottom of his prayer and were the least respected in the prayer and were the ones who were essentially told to get our act right, where everybody else has got it right, but we're still lagging behind. And, we can't do enough, not even putting an African-American in the White House. We still haven't done enough. Okay, what is enough? This is what people should be asking themselves. What is enough going to be? Well, we've already seen that this means that we are going to be forced to accept sodomite, unnatural marriages in every state. These are the things that are going to be forced on us. This isn't an agenda. This isn't part of a proposal. This is going to be the marching orders for Obama's brigades and Obama's little army that he's putting together. And don't think for a minute that this is going to be done by persuasion or politics. It's going to be done by force. And his fanatical followers are going to provoke incidences of violence and of outrages and of murders and violence all over this country to make sure that Emperor Obama gets his agenda through.
Well, I'll tell you what the end game of it all is in just a moment. But first, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dave in South Carolina, who's been waiting for a while. Dave, how are you?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, we're hanging, buddy. We're hanging in.
Hey, it's great to hear from you, or talk to you again. By the way, I was going to let you know earlier in the day, the public's feeds were coming through. The phone call was a little garbled. I heard one earlier. It might be the same way.
Yeah, they said that they've been having some technical difficulties. Some of the phone connections with the callers aren't as crisp and clear as they normally are, but we're gonna suffer through it. So what's
we'll
on
make
your
mind? Best out of it. Okay. Well, you know, think about this. We got a poverty pimp from a rabble rouser from the south side of Chicago, an obviously racist black man who spent all that time in that guy's church. It causes the supposedly most powerful country in the world now. I mean, my God, you know, what are we looking at here? And, I mean, really, this is just astounding to me.
It seems as though this is a nightmare that we're trying to wake up from, and then you realize it's reality, and it just kind of, you know, it puts you in a drunken stupor. But this is really it's not as bad as you could imagine it. I'll tell you how bad it's going to get in a minute, but it's getting there.
Yeah, now, for people to think that he doesn't want to fully implement the dispossession of white America is a folly. You know, in the history of multicultural societies or so, different peoples contend, you know, often through violence or whatever other way, predominance in, you know, in that society. That's just the way the world works.
Well, and it's going to be, you know, in fact, if you go to our mission statement at thepoliticalcesspool.org, you'll see that in fact, mission of this program is to prevent the dispossession of the dominant culture here, which is, of course, the European-American culture here. And yes, you're right. Obviously, Dave, that's exactly what he's trying to do. And he'll succeed unless those of us who descend from that founding stock do something about it. And that has got to be, never more has it been more obvious, and never more should it be more apparent that we have got to do more than just wring our hands behind closed doors and lament the problems that are creeping ever so closer. But, you know, what that solution is, well, you know, that's a topic for another discussion. But anything else you want to say? We've got to take some more calls.
One more thing for you. You've seen Mr. Rice, his statement on giving the infrastructure stimulus package jobs not to black skilled construction workers but to minorities and women. See that?
No, I don't think I did.
Yeah. I know something about that, James. He's talking about Rice.
Used to work for Clinton.
It used to be he was the...
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, Robert Reich.
Robert
yeah.
Reich, and he was in a discussion with Charles Rangel, the Congressman Charles Rangel, about how the money for the economic recovery or the money that was going to be put towards, you know, reviving the economy would be used, and essentially they cut white, educated males completely out of the economy.
Yeah, that's actually been documented. I mean, that's not even anything
they're
trying to keep
secret.
YouTube,
right.
That's right, yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Well, guys, I'm going to let you go, but thank you for speaking the truth, and everybody should know this, listen to you say tonight. Everyone in this world happens to be racist except most whites.
Hey, thanks for listening, Dave, and tell your friends about us. Let's go to Bob in New York.
Well,
Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. James, Bill, thank you so much for the show. Every time I listen to it, it gets me pumped. And your mottos, no apologies, no retreat, no surrender, have become my motto. So thank you for that, too.
Well, thank you for that.
So I just wanted to go back and comment on the inauguration. You know, my son, he's in seventh grade, and he was dragged off to watch that. I was shocked to hear that he had to do that. He told me a little story about it, too. He said that while he was sitting there in the auditorium, one of his buddies a couple seats down actually booed. He just, not loud, he just, you know, kind of booed at Obama. And immediately from right behind them, one row back, some black girl just said, you know, you F-bomb racist. And that was loud enough where I guess it got the attention of one of the monitors, one of the teachers, and the kid was taken away, and later I heard that he was reprimanded. I don't know exactly what was happening to him. So here, you know, I tried to escape the horror of the inner city by putting all kinds of extra hours, you know, move out to at work and move out to the suburbs, and yet my son is still, you know, exposed to this nightmare. And that's kind of my comment, and it kind of goes into a question that I was thinking about asking you guys for a while. And I know that James is kind of a young guy without any kids, but still, I think you have some, right?
Bill, did you catch that?
No, I didn't. Could you repeat that?
Oh, I was actually going to ask a question, maybe aimed at Bill, about, you know, trying to, how do you pull your kids out of the matrix and the, you know, the system that they're exposed to, and in a delicate way where, you know, God forbid that they, you know, repeat what you're trying to teach them, you know, to teachers or some other people where somehow you're in some type of legal bind.
Okay, I can answer that very plainly. My kids are homeschooled, and I realize that not everybody can homeschool their kids, but you still have to homeschool your kids. And that means when they get home from school, ask them what they learned today, specifically what they learned in social studies courses, history courses, civics courses, whatever they teach in school that is of a predominantly social nature or historical nature, and expose them to the real heroes of this country and not the false heroes that they are being forced to worship in the public schools. Basically, tell them the hard truth. Sit them down, look them eye to eye, don't blush, don't try to be evasive, and say, let me tell you something, your teacher's a liar. Your teacher is wrong. Your teacher doesn't know what he or she is talking about. They are trying to influence you, and it's wrong, and the system is wrong, but this is what we're forced to go through right now. Be honest with your kids. Too many people allow this sort of information just to flow through their kids, thinking that it's later going to be, you know, later going to be washed out or flushed out somehow. It's not. It sticks in their heads. And unless we take proactive measures to neutralize this poison, to get it out of their systems, it's going to stick with them all their lives. And kids all over this country believe absolutely ridiculous and ludicrous things about America because of the rotten, no-good socialist, communist teachers in this country who are forcing this poison down their throats.
And, Bill, that being said, you mentioned something, and it is very important to have heroes. That's something Sam Dixon has said on this program more than one occasion. It is important to have heroes. And while everyone in elementary school, even up to junior high, was probably forced to watch the Barack Obama inauguration this week, I wonder how many of them, and this is a rhetorical question, of course, how many of those classrooms learned about two of the greatest Americans to ever live, both of whom had birthdays this month, that being, of course, Robert E. Lee and Thomas J. Stonewall Jackson. How many, Bill?
Oh, it was completely overlooked, I'm sure. And, of course, I always mention to my kids every year that it's Robert E. Lee's birthday and Stonewall Jackson's birthday, but I give them small doses of this history all year long, just in little doses. Give them little doses of it. Give them some family history. You know, awaken them to the truth about their heritage and culture. And that will stick with them all their lives. And, you know, you'll never get it out of their system that Rosa Parks was some sort of martyr because she sat on a seat in a bus that she took from an old man who was crippled. You know, you don't hear about that in the history. We learned that from Officer Drew Lackey, who was the one who actually arrested Rosa Parks.
And Drew Lackey was on this very program.
And we're going to have him back on so some people get some more of the real history of the civil rights movement. But nevertheless, tell your kids the truth and sit them down and give them little bits of history that will act to neutralize the toxins that are being forced into their heads at the public school. There is no hope for the public schools, none.
Yeah, once again, I really appreciate your response, and I couldn't agree more. I will definitely take that advice.
Hey, Bob, thanks for your support, my friend, and thanks for the call. We only have a minute to go before break, Bill, and we have more callers than we could possibly get to. We're going to keep working these callers in throughout the duration of the program tonight, so keep calling in with the great comments. But, Bill, we were talking earlier about where does it go from here. Well, we only have 30 seconds to break, but I want to read to you the headline of a New York Times article that was written in response to the Obama inauguration, and it talks about that they're being, well, here it is. Though the world is recognizing the inauguration of the first African-American president, the story is a more complex narrative about immigration, social mobility, and the desegregation of one of the last divided institutions in American life, the family. And naturally, the author, who was Jewish, is married to a fellow Jew, but that is where it's going. It's not enough that we have racially integrated churches, schools, and neighborhoods. Now they're going for the last full measure, and it's going to be, you are a racist unless you're either married to someone of another race or have children that are of another race. And Bill, once they get the family, it's over. They've gotten every other institution but the family. And we got to go to break. We'll be back right after this.
Right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the humble of life.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi there. The political cesspool listeners are well-informed and proactive. Have you heard much about the killer MRSA in your area? Here's some information I'll bet you didn't know much about. We've come across doctors who don't know. Visit 12diseases.com, where you'll find an ebook about how to protect your child from the 12 diseases your mother never told you about. Guard parent. Things like deadly MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, rampant in hospitals, schools, and clinics, or Chagas, known well south of the border, and many others we might have heard about, but think, we don't have to worry about that. This is not some encyclopedia or complex medical book. You'll learn quickly about 12 emerging or re-emerging diseases that have horrible consequences for the health and well-being of your children. It's written in a plain, easy-to-read format that anyone can understand. That's 12diseases.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johngalia.com.
And now let's return to the political cesspool.
All right, Bill, as I said, these commercial breaks just sneak up on you when you're so into the program and the content and when you so ardently believe in the ideas that you espouse, as we certainly do here on this program. But as I was saying, the New York Times was saying that we now must work to desegregate the last divided institution in American life, that being the family. And naturally, as I said, that the person who wrote the article is Jewish. They're married to a Jew. The rules don't apply to them. But once a person agrees that racially segregated churches, schools, and neighborhoods are evil, which pretty much everyone does these days, and they're obviously wrong. It's hard to see how they can believe racially segregated families aren't evil, too. If an all-white church or school is racist, then why isn't an all-white family racist? This is, Bill, the last frontier. And if you're happy about this development, ladies and gentlemen, then quit listening to this show. Whatever you do, if you're happy about this, don't donate to our show. Don't help RBN. Because, you know, just roll over and play dead, because this is where they're coming next. Bill, your thoughts.
The purpose of Obama's drive to legalize unnatural homosexual marriage in all 50 states is part of the breakdown of the family. I mean, it's all part of the same agenda, and that is to do away with the traditional family. If you have to break it down by legalizing unnatural marriages, that's what you do. If you denounce monoracial marriages or homogenous marriages, that's what you do. You reduce the significance of marriage to merely a legal formality, and that is what they are trying to do. They want to do away. The very definition of family is the creation of a unit, a cooperative unit that can cooperate with larger units of the same type. That's what government is. In ancient Rome, the pater familias and the Roman family was based on this idea of tradition through the tribe up to the nation. Tribes are built on families. The 12 tribes of Israel were families. They were all related. And so, and I might add, racially homogenous. So, of course you want to do away with these things, because then you break down the populace into meaningless blurs and globs of flesh that have no identity, no heritage, no background. And what's easier to manipulate than that? What's easier to drive than the hybrid mule? You know, it's just a creature of burden. And that's what they're trying to do, is breed a new America, which will be nothing more than beasts of burden for this bloated, corrupt, and depraved government. And that's what they're after. The target has been the family all along. They just began with the school. They just began with the churches. It's all been a slow crawl, like a spider across a table, to the real target, to the real victim, which is the American family, which is ultimately the white race.
The long march through the institutions is just about complete, and it truly, the last institution that they have not completely subverted is the family. And we're going to be talking more about it. We're going to continue to fight for our families here on this program for as long as there's breath in our lungs. But we got to go to break. We're going to pick it right back up there at the top of the second hour in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Way, hour number two of tonight's installment of the Political Cesspool comes your way right after these messages.
Hang on, hang on, hang on to me. Think, think, what a big man he'll be. Think, think of the faces you'll see. Now think what the future would be.
With recent internet.